you take this number and put it in Google Earth, you will discover what the internet believed was a sea monster called Ninjin. This scary footage, however, is harder to deny because in October 2010, Japanese marine biologists were recording deep beneath the ocean's surface when they caught this on camera. I severely underestimated just how many sea monster sightings there has been around the world. But it all kind of makes sense when you realize that one of these creatures is actually real. Now, before I reveal to you who I think this creature is, first, let's put Ninjin under the test. Who is he and what is the proof that he actually exists? Fix your eyes on this. Back in 2005, a satellite image caught this monster-like object off the Namibian coast, which matches all of the descriptions of the Ninjin sightings. I wonder if I should share this with you, but certain people believe that the Japanese powers that be are actually trying to hide something from us to avoid a public meltdown. That in fact, this Ninjin is not an urban legend, but a science experiment that's gone wrong. Whilst some religious people believe that Ninjins may even be the Goliath-like creatures that are mentioned in the Book of Genesis. Why do people say this? Well, their justification is partly because the name Ninjin literally means human, and these sea creatures are reported to have human-like features. They apparently have smooth skin like we have, and they also are reported to even be able to walk on dry land, just like you and I can walk on dry land. You might be wondering, is there a logical explanation for this supposed sea creature? Well, the answer is yes. Because most of the sightings have been in Antarctica, and because the Ninjin has pale, bioluminescent skin, which is said to glow in the dark ocean waters, some people say that this creature is actually a beluga whale. Or maybe it could be some semi-aquatic sloth like the ones that actually used to roam on our Earth back in the period when we would have seen dinosaurs. But of course, most people believe this is just the work of a clever Photoshop artist who wanted to create a bit of a stir on the internet. And you've got to admit, it worked. I am curious though, what do you think? Do you think this is the real life sea monster that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later? Okay, meet our next possible sea monster in real life, the bloop. In 1997, scientists accidentally discovered something whilst listening to underwater volcanic activity off the Pacific Ocean. Their advanced hydrophones recorded an alarmingly loud sound, which was later named the bloop. This sound left them so perplexed that they conducted a larger experiment where they took multiple microphones across 2,000 miles of ocean with the hopes of getting to the bottom of what is the source of this low frequency echo. What they discovered wasn't what they or the internet expected. But before I tell you their conclusion, first, I think you and I better listen to this sound, don't you? You've got to admit to me, that sound is enough to make a grown man cry. It's so weird, in fact, that this image started to trend all across social media. And one Mexican YouTuber, Boracio Blois, created an animation that also broke the internet, where the sea monster, the bloop, had a showdown between an even bigger sea creature called El Gran Maja, which is supposed to have six eyes and be 675 meters in size. As you can imagine, El Gran Maja easily beats the smaller bloop. But of course, you and I know that that isn't the logical explanation for this bloop sound. Dr. Robert Dzak, the chief seismologist of the project, said that we have been conducting experiments for over 5 years now, and according to the data, it's extremely unlikely that the sound is animal in origin. But it's more likely to be an ice quake where an iceberg that would literally be the size of Rhode Island broke away from an Antarctic glacier. But hey now, he did not rule out the possibility entirely, and I've got to wonder, could the bloop sound actually be the real life sea creature, which I'm going to show you in a moment's time. Okay, I need to warn you, our next sea monster is not real whatsoever, but you'll soon see just why I included him on our list. Cthulhu is a mythical sea creature created by the author H.P. Lovecraft in 1928. But little did he know that he had created an unusual religion. According to his followers, Lovecraft did not write a fiction novel, but a profound truth that had been hidden for thousands of years. Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't tell you about this, but it actually ties into something I want to say later. People not only believe that Cthulhu is a real sea monster with octopus-like arms and dragon wings, but they also believe that Cthulhu is a god who is omniscient. That means he knows everything, even the future. Now remember this point, because I want to address it later. They also believe that Cthulhu has the power to change the weather, and he is so large that he can hover over an entire city. Cthulhu worshippers believe that right now he is in a deep slumber, lying dormant in an underwater city called Ryla, and they are waiting for the day when the stars will align in a sort of configuration, and when that happens, Cthulhu will be awakened, and this underwater city will rise from the depths, and Cthulhu will exert his power over this world. As I said, H.P. Lovecraft only ever intended for Cthulhu to be seen as a fictional creature in his stories, but it only proves the point that people are willing to worship absolutely anything. But I do want to say this, later I am going to show you a sea creature which I do not believe should be worshipped, but I do believe he is totally real. But first, let's put our next sea creature under the test. The Kraken. You may already know quite a lot about the Kraken, but in case you didn't, let's see, is there any evidence that this sea creature actually exists? It's no secret that the Kraken resembles a humongous squid, and we've seen it in the films, we've seen it in literature. This is the world's biggest octopus. But has there ever been any eyewitnesses, or is this story only found in comic books? Well, in 1848, the sea captain of the Day Dallas claims to have encountered a sea monster which is estimated to be 60 feet long. Sailors have also reported for many years sea vessels being brought down by the Kraken off the coasts of Norway and Greenland. And one recent video back in 2012 stunned everyone when a giant squid was filmed underwater and people believed that it was 55 meters in length. But again, this has been debunked and proven to be wrong, and the record still stands that the largest giant squid ever to be found was 18 meters in length. Now that's still pretty big. So, over to you. Who do you think is the sea monster that I've been referring to? Well, what if I told you that there is a tiny grain of truth in all of these sea creature sightings? Oh, come on, Joe. How can you say that? Well, I might be totally wrong about this, but I personally believe that there is evidence that this sea creature exists. The monster I'm talking about has so much hearsay which surrounds it. Some say it's the Loch Ness Monster, whilst others believe this is a sea reptile like a plesiosaurus. Others believe that this creature is just an oversized crocodile, whilst others claim this is the fish that swallowed Jonah. And I've even heard people say that this being is the Prince of Darkness himself. So what is this sea monster that I'm talking about? Well, his name is Leviathan. Oh, come on, Joe. Are you really trying to tell me that you believe there is a sea fire-breathing dragon that lives beneath our oceans? Well, it is possible, is it not, when after all, 85% of our oceans have gone totally unsearched. And either all of these hundreds of sea monster sightings over thousands of years are true, or it's just the product of a pack of lies, old wives' tales, or some out-of-date cheese. Well, I'll let you decide. Now, I'm going to make a strong statement, so just listen closely. Not all Christians believe that Leviathan is a literal sea monster. In fact, many believe that Leviathan represents chaos, that Leviathan is God's pet, that he's sort of to be taken metaphorically. Like, you know, we have these sea monsters that loom over us in life, these big problems that we find daunting and scary. That's what Leviathan represents in the Bible. That's what some Christians believe. And as you know, I'm not the source of authority. I'm just a guy on the internet, and my opinion holds no more weight than yours. But whether you believe Leviathan is just a metaphor, or whether you believe he is a real sea creature, no one can deny that Leviathan obeys God. This is what God says about Leviathan. No one is so fierce that he would dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand against me? Who has preceded me that I should pay him? Everything under heaven is mine. I do apologize if I'm repeating myself, but the reason why I personally believe Leviathan is to be taken literally as a real sea monster is because Psalm 104, verse 25 and verse 26 is hard to explain as merely poetry or some spiritual lesson. That's why many Christians will then say, okay, well, maybe Leviathan was just a sea reptile, or maybe Leviathan is just a crocodile, because the idea of a real sea monster seems a little bit irrational. Even though we are people who are supposed to have faith in a God who we cannot see. But the other reason why I believe Leviathan is real, and I actually believe he's alive today, is because the scripture makes a future prediction that one day God will defeat this sea monster. Are you imagining this right now? Here is this twisted ancient sea serpent with sharp teeth and double-plated armor. This creature can breathe fire and is so large that no man can tame it, and no one will ever catch Leviathan. In fact, the very sight of Leviathan is supposed to make any man who sees him quake with fear. So picture this huge, vast, mighty, powerful monster in your mind. And then remember, as huge and as powerful as this creature is, it obeys God. So let me ask you a question. Why do you, O little man, O little woman, why do you disobey God? Today, billions of people will breathe God's air. Today, billions of people will drink God's water. Today, billions of people will eat God's food, and they will not give God a second thought, apart from when they use his name when they're surprised or angry. That's the only time that the Lord God enters their mind. My dear friends, people every single day ignore God. They walk all over his commands. They walk all over his Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. And worst of all, they walk all over his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is mankind's only hope, and yet he is shunned every day by the people of the world. Is all man has to do, or is all woman has to do, is look at the Lord Jesus Christ and they will be saved. And I wonder if you were not expecting this video to go in this direction. I wonder if today you wanted to set your eyes on sea monsters. Well, today I want to tell you to look at something even more precious. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to the one who is truly omniscient. Cthulhu does not know the future. Cthulhu is just a fictional character, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he truly is real, and he can read your mind. There is often instances in the Bible where Christ would read people's minds. In Luke 5:22, Jesus said, "But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, 'Why are you reasoning in your hearts?'" Another famous example of Jesus foreseeing into the future is when he saw that his friend, his close friend Peter, would deny him three times before the rooster crowed. And as you know, this all came to pass. Oh friends, how I want you to look to the one who knows what it is to be lonely. When all of his closest companions deserted him, except for one, but he still persevered on the cross. Look to the one who was lifted up. Just like Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, and all who looked on that serpent lived. So the Lord Jesus Christ was lifted up on a cross, and all those who look to him will live. They'll live and be saved. Look to the one who had all of your sins, past, present, and future. The worst thing that you're ashamed of, the sins that you've forgotten, all of it was transferred into his account, and he paid for it in full with his own blood. Look to the one who can wash away all of your sins, and the slate can be totally clean in God's eyes, and is all you have to do is look to him and he'll save you. Look to the one who emptied the grave. His grave clothes were folded, he'd emptied the tomb, and he proved that he was the only one who could raise himself back from the dead, and he's the only one who can raise you back from the dead if you put your trust in him. Friends, you might say to me, I cannot see Jesus physically. I'm not telling you to see him physically. I'm telling you, like the hymn says, that you might pray, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you, Lord." And I'm asking you today Have you got your eyes of your heart opened? Can you see the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time? For years you've heard people talk about Jesus. Perhaps for years you've laughed and thought it's a silly thing, Christianity. But for the first time right now, you can see Jesus Christ clearly, and he's got his arms wide open and he's willing to save you. Or just look to him and ask him to have mercy on you, and he'll wash away all of your sins and give you eternal life. Like that. Now, to my very loyal subscribers, you might remember a few years ago I made a video about Leviathan, but not just Leviathan, Behemoth and some other creatures which I can't name just now. If you want to know who those creatures were, you're gonna have to click this video right away.